So today, we are having part one of a seminar on, well, it is a Japa workshop. Our program is today, chanting Japa. So we will begin by talking about chanting the holy names, and particularly in the context of chanting Japa. And then we will chant Japa. So we hope we all have our chanting beads. And then after we've chanted Japa for a little while. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Very nice. Then after we have chanted Japa for a little while, we will see how we're going, but then we will basically explain a little bit further, take things a little further in terms of the understanding. And then after that, we will chant more Japa. So, let us see how it goes. We have roughly 3 hours or thereabouts. We will be chanting a fair amount of Japa during that time. So, well now, let us just begin by saying that chanting Japa, chanting Hare Krishna in general is so important. Hare Nam Eva Kevalam Kalo Nasyeva 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 Gatir Anyata. That we must chant the holy names of Hare Krishna. There's no other way to achieve the goal of life. Pure Krishna consciousness, pure love for Krishna in this Kali Yuga. So of course we have Kirtan and we have Japa. There are two forms of chanting, Kirtan and Japa. In a certain sense, Kirtan is easier, because you're together almost invariably, at least. You're there with other devotees, and it's musical, and it's exciting. You know, basically it's like that. So for someone to become absorbed in chanting under those circumstances, singing, kirtan, it's not so easy. Not so difficult. Even in, I am told at least, in other organizations. I know some in South Africa, some Hindu organizations, they have a Sunday program in their temple, like the local Hindu temple, and all they do is sing bhajan for a while, and then go home. So, in other words, it's not so difficult to sing and to chant in that way. Chanting Japa on the Japa beads is sometimes or often a little bit more of a challenge. It's a little bit more demanding, because you're doing it on your own. Well, of course you may chant Japa with other devotees, but basically you are focusing on your chanting rather than everyone being focused in a general way. So you are focusing on your chanting, and you're basically speaking in a usually softish type of voice. You're speaking the mantra, you're not singing. And in ISKCON at least, we chant minimum 16 rounds a day. Takes a couple of hours usually. You know, more often than not it takes around a couple of hours. And many devotees it takes longer. 2.5 hours. That's 3 hours in some cases. It can be like that. So that's quite a bit of time. Just imagine what you can do in 2 hours. You could watch the entire Om Shanti Om in 2 hours. You could watch Ajahnachale in 2 hours. But now we're telling you that you must just sit there, or well, you can walk around a bit, but basically you've got to chant quietly to yourself and hear that. And this is chanting japa. So therefore we are aware that for many people, many devotees, chanting japa is a bit of a challenge, at least in the early stages. I know so many devotees, at least over the years, so many devotees who are in the process of becoming devotees or becoming like seriously situated as devotees. And of course they hear that we chant 16 rounds. Even in my own case, I first visited the temple in London. It was the last, it was right at the end of 1972, or perhaps the first few days of 1973. I had never visited a temple. I had never read a book. Just somehow or other I ended up there. They stuck some japa beads in my hand and told me, "We chant 16 rounds a day. Have a try." So I thought, yeah, why not? So off I went, well, into the temple room with my beads, and I thought, yeah, 16 rounds, let's do it. After 2 rounds, my mind was, you know, it was sort of distributed all over, and I was not finding it easy. And to be quite honest with you, the thought occurred to my mind that, am I going to be able to do this? Is this for me? Or should I do something else or what? But somehow or other I had a certain type of determination to get into Krishna consciousness for various reasons. So I persevered, and after a few days I was chanting 16 rounds, maybe after a week, perhaps, from that time. Let me ask you all, those of you who are chanting 16 rounds a day, please put your hands up. Okay, I see. Okay, that's interesting. So that is actually quite the majority. Which is fine. Those of you who are not chanting 16 rounds a day, that's okay. Don't worry. Hopefully you'll get some inspiration and realization and experience from this little japa workshop that maybe you will increase up to 16 rounds. So many people I've spoken to in the past are just getting into Krishna consciousness and they want to do it. And they hear about 16 rounds and they think, gosh, 16 rounds. But we encourage them a bit, we push them a bit, and you know. we are persistent on this matter. And they're saying, you know, I'm chanting two rounds, I'm chanting four rounds, but 16. Now, some of them, they can't believe, they can't imagine that I will be able to do 16 rounds. How? When? But we keep encouraging them, which could be translated also as pushing them in different ways, trying to get them to move forward. And then so many of them, we're talking about people who do want to do it, they, after a little while, they come to that point. And now they're doing 16 rounds. And so many of them who have sort of walked through the process up to 16 rounds, once they get to 16 rounds, and they've been doing it for a little while, so many of them have told me that, you know, I never thought I could do it. Now I'm doing it. And now I'm doing it. I cannot imagine how I lived without doing it. Yeah. How was I able to live? In other words, they're getting so much from it that they're feeling this is now indispensable. It is not just an option, maybe or sometimes, but it is like sort of like breathing. You know, Prabhupada, somebody asked Prabhupada once, do you have to chant 16 rounds? And Prabhupada said, no. Prabhupada said, you also don't have to breathe. You know, if you decide not to breathe, no one is going to come and tell you, you know, you must breathe. It's up to you. It's up to you. But obviously, if you don't breathe, it will be problematic. So the devotees who have adjusted to 16 rounds a day and got into it and are regularly doing it, and it is really a part of their life, they tend to feel like that. That if somehow I can't chant my rounds, maybe through sickness, or if there's some extreme emergency occurs in your life, someone dies, or something very dramatic, and they can't chant their rounds, then many of them, they feel like a fish out of water. You know, I've got to do this. I need to do it. So I asked how many of you were chanting 16 rounds, and it was, I suppose, 80 or 90%, something like that. How many of you are chanting 16 rounds a day without offenses? And of course, that's a type of a trick question. Sometimes you get someone volunteering. It's, yeah, a little bit of a trick question. Like, for example, this is a trick question. How did Krishna kill Dainukasura? Who can answer this? This is a trick question. Who can answer this question? How did Krishna kill Dainukasura?
He didn't kill Dainukasura, Balaram.
It's a trick question. Krishna did not kill Dainukasura. Balaram did. Okay. So, you know, frankly, if we can chant 16 rounds every day and do it nicely. We are basically doing ourselves the greatest favor we can. We are helping ourselves in the best way we can. Now, of course, you can chant your rounds any time during the day. Like chanting Gayatri. Some of you are second initiated, so you have to chant Gayatri mantras at 3 times in the day. That is time-bound, or perhaps we should say more time-bound than chanting your 16 rounds of japa, because you have to chant once, one set of Gayatri, when night meets morning. You have to chant the second set when morning meets afternoon, and the third set when afternoon meets night. But with chanting our rounds, you have 24 hours. Basically, as long as you get it done, before you take rest, you did it. You have fulfilled your obligation. However, if you want to get the most from your chanting of japa, you should chant early in the morning. Again, if you want to do yourself a favor, help yourself in Krishna consciousness and facilitate yourself, then you should get up early in the morning and chant your rounds, or as many as you can, if you really want to help yourself. If you really want to kind of slow down your progress, okay? If you want to slow down your progress and maybe go backwards, then don't get up early in the morning, okay? We have a saying, Krishna consciousness begins from the vertical platform. Understand? Means when you're standing up or sitting, you're vertical. But if you're on the horizontal platform, it is very difficult to practice Krishna consciousness. So if you want to slow down your progress and possibly even go backwards for a while and just see what it's like, see what all those people out there are going through for yourself. Don't get up early. Don't chant nicely. You know, do things like watch Bollywood and chant your rounds. Do things like that. I mean, obviously, there's so many things you could do if you want to set yourself back. But seriously, if you want to chant good japa, and if you do chant good japa, you will feel it. You'll feel it in a very big way. You'll feel it in terms of clarity of mind, in terms of satisfaction and pleasure from within. You'll feel it. Prabhupada gives an example, actually it's from the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. There's one verse which says that just as when you eat a meal, your hunger goes, some enjoyment comes, and strength comes from eating, so similarly, through devotional service, your anxieties subside. You feel transcendental pleasure and you become spiritually strong, which means that even if you're in the middle of a materialistic environment, like in the center of the city or something like that, that you can remain spiritually focused and fixed without getting distracted and confused. So, if we apply it to our chanting, if we chant nicely, particularly if we chant our japa early in the morning, then whatever anxieties our mind may have, they will subside and they will just go, they will dissolve. And you will turn around and they're just not there. And then a feeling of real satisfaction and pleasure will come. And then that spiritual strength will come. And even you may get exposed to some material attraction, but you'll just spontaneously laugh it off, flag it away, and just, it will not be a challenge. It won't be a challenge. Now, some people ask, and it is a good question, it's an important question, why 16 rounds? Why not 15? You know, it's only like 1/7 less. It's, or, no, 7% less, or 5% less, or whatever. Why not 15 rounds? Why not 17? Why 16? Now, the thing is, why 16? It is something like when you want to drive from here to Mayburg, for argument's sake, to go to the Rath Yatra in December. You need a certain minimum amount of petrol. If you have less, you may only have 5% less than the amount you need to actually get there. That means you will run out of petrol just past the airport, isn't it? Something like that. Now, if you have more, that's fine. That's not a problem. But there's a certain minimum amount you need. And if you don't have it, you start running out. And when you run out of petrol, you feel it. The car starts, you know, hiccuping, and then you run out and there's a real sinking feeling in the heart as you run out of petrol in the middle of nowhere. Particularly if you're in some big place where there may not be any people. So 16 rounds is like that. If you chant 16 rounds nicely, then you will get through the whole day. You know, unless you make a specific effort to get into Maya. But if you just, you know, try to be Krishna conscious, you will be able to get through the whole day in Krishna consciousness. You will have that strength to carry on despite having to face some challenges which are often there in our lives. And you'll get through the whole day in Krishna consciousness. If we chant less, then the tendency is you start running out of steam at a certain point during the day. And how does that manifest? What does it look like if you start running out of spiritual steam? It means your mind will start becoming more easily attracted to material things. And it'll be difficult for you to control. It may not be possible, actually. So it's like that. You know, to function for the day, you need to eat a certain minimum amount. If you eat less, then, in most cases, after some time, you'll start running out of physical strength. So like this, 16 rounds Srila Prabhupada set as a minimum, because the idea is, this is the minimum that can get us through the day in good Krishna consciousness. But if you want to chant more, you are allowed to. It is all right to chant more. Prabhupada was asked once, how do we know, how will we know when we are chanting good quality japa? Srila Prabhupada said, you will know because you will feel, when you finish your 16 rounds, you will feel, why just 16 rounds? Why not 16,000? And you will not feel finished. Good. Wow. I did it. You'll not feel like that. If you're chanting nicely, quality, quality japa. When you finish your 16 rounds, you'll not want to stop. Even you may not be able to stop. I think I've told the story here before of Lord Chaitanya with one devotee named Gopal Guru. Well, Gopal, he was initially just Gopal. He was a five-year-old child, a devotee. And one day he saw Lord Chaitanya going to the bathroom. And Lord Chaitanya was sticking his tongue out and holding it with his fingers, holding his tongue physically. And Gopal, who was five, asked him, my lord, why are you holding your tongue? And Lord Chaitanya said, Gopal, I have a problem. I am going to the bathroom. It is a very dirty place. And I don't want that Krishna is exposed to that, and that he has to tolerate that, because he is present in his holy names. But my problem is, I cannot stop. I cannot stop chanting the holy names. So in order to stop myself chanting, so that Krishna, in the form of the holy names, does not have to undergo the unpleasant conditions in the bathroom, I'm holding my tongue. And Gopal said, my lord, you don't need to do that. It's okay. You can chant in the bathroom. Gopal said that the time of death is the dirtiest time. It's the most contaminated time, and the condition of the bodily system becomes the most contaminated. But Shastra says, at the time of death, you must chant the holy names. So therefore, my lord, it is okay for you to chant in the bathroom. And Lord Chaitanya said, Gopal, thank you so much. You've convinced me. He said, Gopal, actually, you are my guru. So from that day on, Gopal was known as Gopal Guru. And he became the famous Gopal Guru Goswami. And he's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita as a very great devotee. So you see, this is a Lord Chaitanya's feeling is a problem. I cannot stop chanting. I try to stop, but I cannot stop. So if ever you come to the point of having that problem, then we congratulate you. You may have perfected your life. If not perfected as such, that you are well on the way and you're doing nicely. So our little workshop today is to focus on this whole subject of chanting and chanting japa, because it's so important anyway, but also because we see that many devotees, even devotees sometimes who are initiated, you know, sometimes some people, devotees, they think, I want to get initiated. I must get initiated. I have to get initiated. I will get initiated. So in order to achieve that, there's certain things you must do for a certain period of time. And we have seen cases of devotees. They do it. And they get the initiation. And shortly after they are initiated, then you don't see them much. You know, they become, well, like, sometimes we call them Krishna's supper club. On Sunday they come just in time for the feast. Sometimes we call them Krishna's fan club, because they come into the arati right at the end, just when the fan is being offered. So they are Krishna's fan club. But we're talking about a real phenomenon, and it does happen sometimes that some devotees, they're focused on getting initiated, so they chant 16 rounds. But once they're initiated, then they ease off. And then if you visit them at home, you know, sometimes we visit you at home, sometimes we stay over. Don't think that we are just relaxing there. We are watching you. And if we're there for the whole day, we note how much time you're chanting your rounds for. And, you know, in, I don't know how many, but in some number of cases, we note that this person cannot have chanted 16 rounds for this day. You just can't have done it, because they just didn't have their beads in their hands for long enough to physically have done it. So it is, you know, it's a challenge. It can be a challenge. But if we can get a taste for it, once you get a taste for chanting, then you never look back. Sometimes it is said that the path of Krishna consciousness is like walking on a razor's edge. Have you heard that? But when you really get a taste for chanting and serving and associating, but particularly for chanting your japa, when you get a taste for that, then that razor's edge, it widens and it becomes like a big multi-lane highway, bigger than your biggest Mauritian highway, and you can just dance down the highway in complete safety and security because you've got that taste. And when you chant, you become absorbed in it. And it's just nectar. And you don't want to stop. So what we're hoping then in our little japa workshop is to encourage you in that direction. So let us begin by reading one verse. This is quoted. This is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. is quoted from Padma Purana. Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shudho Nitya Mukto Binatwan Nama Namino. Prabhupada's translation. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete, and it is the form of all transcendental melons. It is not a material name under any condition, and it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by the material qualities, there is no question of its being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. So this is very fundamental, very basic point, foundational point. What is this holy name? What are we doing when we chant the holy name? How does, if you do it nicely, where does the positive experience come from? What causes it? What is the special thing? It is Binatwan Nama Namino. The name and the named are not two, they are one. So when you chant nicely, well, when you chant, and to the degree that you chant nicely, then the more, the stronger it becomes. When you chant, you are contacting Krishna. Just like when you eat nice prasadam, what is the favorite in Maurice?
Dal puri.
Nourishing in. Dal puri. With what? Just on its own?
Grobwa.
Big wood.
Beans.
You have this in common with South Africans, Indians. If they don't get their beans, they start becoming disturbed. They have to have their dose. Okay. Mauritian Dal Puri and Gro Fwa.
Fwa.
Oh, I see. Big peas. Okay. So when you're eating your Dal Puri and Gro Fwa, then you experience something, isn't it? If it's nicely cooked and offered nicely to Krishna, then you feel, very good. You do not need someone standing there, examining you, taking your pulse. You are enjoying it. Am I? Yes, you are. Oh, okay, I'm enjoying it. You do not need someone like that. You know, through your own experience. So similarly, if you chant nicely, and to the degree you chant nicely, you will get an experience. Yeah. Where is that experience coming from? Now in the case of the Dal Puri and Gro Fwa, you know, Well, if it's cooked nicely, okay, that's a factor. But, and as long as it's offered to Krishna, these things put together, and, you know, then you get a nice experience. If it's not cooked nicely, or if it's not offered, it won't be the same. Giriraj Maharaj was telling me many years ago that one time he and a few other devotees did an experiment in their early days. They cooked the same preparation, identical, in two pots. One they offered, the other they didn't. And then they tested it. And he said, yes, that which was offered clearly tasted nicer. Anyway, so in chanting, when we chant, we are contacting Krishna. Now, the quality of our chanting determines how strong the contact is. And the strength of the contact determines the experience. And this is in very simple terms, but it is basically like that. If the contact is not strong, then you may get some little experience, but it won't be much. But if the experience is very strong, then, well, Rupa Goswami says, when I chant, he says, I do not know how much nectar is there in the two syllables, Krishna. When I chant these two syllables, then the experience for my tongue is so amazing. I wish I had thousands of tongues. How can I experience the taste of that sound adequately, completely, with just one tongue? And when I hear those syllables, Krishna, I wish I had millions of ears. How can I hear them adequately with just two ears? And when that sound, when those syllables enter and go to the courtyard of my heart, then they dance there. And all my senses become inert. This is very advanced chanting. Now, we are not on that level. None of us are on this level. You know, that's a simple fact. But the more we can be serious about it and really practice it nicely, the more we'll get experience. And eventually it will come to that point. This is what it's all about. And why? Because it's Krishna. Because we're contacting Krishna. And the pleasure and everything that is coming is a direct result of that contact with Krishna, proportionate essentially to the degree of contact. So this is a very important thing to understand in Krishna consciousness. And finally, as you become truly advanced, you will see Krishna in the sound vibration. You will actually feel Krishna literally dancing on your tongue. Now Krishna is doing the Swami step, left, left, right. Now Krishna is jumping up and down. This may sound a little sort of, you know, frivolous, but actually it's a fact. Because this is actually what's happening. This is actually what's happening. Yes. And even on our levels, whatever they may be, but those of us at least who are trying our best to chant 16 rounds, and we're getting something out of it. Whatever we're getting out of it is from contact with Krishna in the chanting. So the idea basically is to maximize that and minimize the you know, the things which will get in the way, the things which will interfere with that contact with Krishna. So, so if we can establish the right relationship with the holy name, then we will, our Krishna consciousness will come alive. Our lives will come alive in Krishna consciousness if we can establish that right relationship with the holy names, particularly in our japa. So, you know, it is said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in fact says, that you can use a certain yardstick, if you know what I mean, like a ruling measure for judging, to evaluate your life in Krishna consciousness. Do you ever sort of step back from yourself a little and just think, how am I doing? Am I doing okay? Should I improve myself, or do I have some problems? Is there anything I should really address to you? Did we do that?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it often happens that on one level, within our minds, we have the idea, the aspiration, I want to be Krishna conscious. But then on another level, there are our activities, which sometimes may not be that fully Krishna conscious. You know, like you may, a person may wake up one morning and say, right, I got to become Krishna conscious. This is that basic resolve. I got to be Krishna conscious. So, I've got to stop watching Bollywood. I've got to do it. And you agree with yourself. Yes, you're right. I've got to do it. Then, the day wears on. You're feeling a little tired. Your friend comes by and says, you know what? I just went to the DVD place and I got the latest Abhishek and Aishwarya. Do you want to watch it for a little while? And then that good part of you thinks, no, wait a minute. No, come on, look. You just said earlier today, but then your friend's saying, come on, you know, you like Abhishek, don't you? You like Aishwarya, right? So let's just watch it for 5 minutes. And he's So you're sitting there watching it. But then that other part of you is speaking to you, saying, come on, look, you know, you shouldn't do this. And then when you finish, then that part comes forward more strongly and says, now why did you do that? You know you shouldn't have done that. Now come on. Do you ever, you know, have this kind of dichotomy, this duality in your life? There's like a fundamental you who really is interested in doing the right thing. But then there's sort of, you could say, another you, or something like another you, another part of you, perhaps, which is more flexible sometimes. Yes. So now, how can we evaluate? If we want to step back and evaluate, how are we doing? Well, it is, you can judge, really, by how much attraction, how much taste you have for the holy names. This is a useful rule of thumb. Rule of thumb means maybe not always absolutely the only thing, But it's a very good place to start. If you want to look at yourself, see how you're doing, and see how you should be doing or could be doing, look at yourself and see, do I have, to what degree do I have an attraction and a taste for the holy names? Is the shoe of my life helping me, or is that shoe creating pain to me? And the status of a Vaishnava in terms of advancement in Krishna consciousness is not necessarily related with what is the position. You know, how long a person even has been a devotee, necessarily. Are they the temple president? Are they a relatively junior devotee? Or is the person a householder, or male, or female, or brahmachari, or all these types of things? You know, the real point is, how much taste, how much attraction do we have for chanting the holy names? So now this verse we read, it said, Nama Chintamani, that the holy name is a touchstone. Now, what is the thing with the touchstone, of course? The thing with the touchstone is, it changes what it touches. This is what a touchstone is all about, Chintamani. Yeah. So, we should see how we're changing. Now, some of us may think, particularly after some years, if we're sort of struggling with this and that, we may think that, you know, all these things about the holy name, I don't know. I've been chanting for so many years. Or, you know, I've been chanting for all of 3 weeks. And I haven't seen Krishna yet. Not even once. I've been chanting maybe for 10 years. But still it's a struggle. You know, so is it really a touchstone? So this doubt, this type of doubt, which arises often in different forms, that, you know, we've been devotees for X number of years, but still we may have some problems. Do any of you ever have any problems in your Krishna consciousness? Put your hand up. 1, 2, a few. Okay. Some of you never had any problems. Congratulations. Maybe you should be sitting here giving advice. So the doubt may arise. I've been doing this for so many years, but still sometimes I get problems. So is it really a touchstone? Now the thing is, again it comes to this point of the degree of contact. The degree of contact with the holy name, with Krishna within the holy name. It is a question of degree. Just like, I don't know if you know this story. This is a story from, who is it? No, actually, I forget exactly where it's from. It may be Birbal or someone like that. There's a story that he had to cook something. The fire was on the ground, and the pot containing the things to be cooked was hanging from the roof, right by the roof. Are you familiar with this story?
Yes, Akbar Birbal.
Who is it?
It's Akbar Birbal.
Akbar Birbal. Yeah, I'm trying to remember the whole story, but I can't actually remember the whole story. What happened?
The king said that, you know, if there was a lake which was very cold, so he said that if anyone can stay in the lake the whole night, he's going to give him a prize. So one man tried, he was in the lake. And then the king said that you will not get the prize because from a distance there was a light.
Yes. There was a fire in the distance. You were taking the heat from there. And then they went in and they had the fire with the pot suspended from the ceiling. Is it?
Yeah.
And like that. And he said, okay, can we cook your dal puri and grow pois like this? Is that okay? And of course it's not going to be okay. So anyway, be that as it may. But the point is one of content. And like if you have contact, say with ice, if you have a headache, I don't know if it is a practice here in Mauritius, in other parts of the world it is. If you have a headache, you take some ice, an ice pack, and you put it on your head. And this relieves the headache. This is a practice in Europe, particularly in Germany. So you can imagine a pack of ice on your head. You know, the contact is going to be quite strong, isn't it? Really, it's going to be cold. But if there is like a thick layer of something like rubber or something like that which does not really conduct the cold, and you put the ice pack there, then you're waiting for the cold to come, but it won't come. So it depends on the degree of contact. And the degree of contact is determined basically by, now this is a very crucial point, the degree of attentiveness. The degree of, to whatever degree we are attentive to the Holy Name, to that degree we are having contact. But if we're not, to whatever degree we are not being attentive, you know, like partially attentive, then we're getting maybe 50% contact. So the experience is reduced. And if you're chanting, you know, if you're really chanting badly, there's a type of japa. One devotee did, you could say, a diagnosis. Different forms of bad japa. He named them. One is called jibba japa. If you're doing jibba japa means Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, Krishna children, how are you doing? Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Oh, look at that little boy, he's got a boat. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. This is called jibba japa.
Can you say that again, Maharaj? Yes. The wording.
Oh, that's just a complete... Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, look, there's Krishna Chakra. Look how long his hair is. He looks like a beetle. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Look at this boy, what's he looking at? Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And look, there's someone falling asleep back there. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. And what time is my favorite show on television? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is called jibba japa. So you can understand, right? The contact is not very great. The contact is made not physically, you know, contact, but it is nonetheless contact of consciousness with the sound vibration. There's another one. What's it called? It's radar japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. He says his radar, the consciousness is, even though you're not talking to someone, but you're taking an interest in different things that are going on. That's radar japa. Then there's machine gun japa. This is machine gun. Then there is the Hare Krishna mini mantra. We've heard of the Maha mantra, the great mantra. There's also the mini mantra. There are different versions of it, but one which I know of is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. You can speed up your rounds. Oh, you can do a round in 5 to 6 minutes, and then you'll be thinking, wow, I'm doing great. So this is the mini mantra. There are all sorts of versions of the mini mantra. So, you know, the fundamental point here is that the contact will not be so great with Krishna. You know, if you're chanting like that machine gun, then is it Krishna? What is it? Is it Krishna? Or someone, there's been a story about Prabhupada, someone was chanting, snick snick ram ram gay gay gay, snick snick ram ram. And Prabhupada heard this, and asked, what is this snick snick? So, you know, if it really is, obviously it's amusing, but it's also serious. If it is snick snick and it is not Krishna, then what is it? I mean the sound. What is it? What is snick? Who is snick? Can you get the mercy of snick? Will you go back to snick loka? No, because there is no snick, but there is Krishna. But if you are contacting snick, then that contact, even if you're contacting nicely, but it is snick, then you will not get transcendental experience from that. So therefore, Prabhupada, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's one place, the glories of Haridas Thakur, Prabhupada's talking about, writing about his chanting. And Prabhupada says that you must pronounce all the syllables. If you leave out some syllables, you know, because the name is Krishna, then if you leave out some syllables, it is like you are leaving out part of Krishna. You know, like you amputated his legs or something like that. It was just Krish saying, Hey, Krish, 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 okay. It's just Krish, it's not Krishna. It's like you've kind of amputated some of his limbs. It's not Krishna personally there in full. So Prabhupada talks about this, that we have to pronounce all the syllables. Even, you know, Ram, Rama. I know Hindi, the development of the Hindi language, Rama is normally pronounced Ram, isn't it? Now, it may not be a very big deal, but the actual word is Rama. is the actual word, Sanskrit word. If you know how to read Hindi, if you can read it, then where the M is at the end, right? The M. It is not an M, it is Ma. You know that, right? The actual letter, there is no M, it is Ma. The letter is Ma. The A is understood. So, you know, it's a consideration. It's a consideration. So, yes. Let's see here. I have got my mouse. It is a radio mouse. The radio transmitter is not here. So I'm moving my mouse. The arrow is not moving. And I was thinking, what happened? But the problem is there's no contact. If you're technically minded, you would know what happens. There's no contact. So that contact has to be there. So, yes. So the chanting will not work in the same way under all conditions. Prabhupada asked the question once, if you have straw, will it burn under all conditions? What do you think? No. If the straw is wet, it will not burn. Because there, it is not just straw, it is straw plus water. And you're having contact with the straw, but you're having contact with the water as well. So if we're chanting inattentively, then we may have some contact with Krishna, to whatever degree, but we're also contacting the other things in their subtle forms within our minds. We're contacting them. So now, there's a very nice verse here I'd like to read to you. It's from Rupa Goswami. It is the Nam Astakam, verse 6. Vacha Vachakam Ityudeti Bhavato Nama Sarupadvaya Puvasma Parameva Hanta Karunam Tatrapi Janima Mahe Yastas Min Vihata Paradha Nivaha Prani Samantad Vaved Asye Neda Mupasisopi Hi Sadanandam Budho Majati. O holy name, you are manifest in two forms. One, the Supreme Person described by the holy name, and two, the sound vibration of the holy name. We know that the second form is more merciful than the first. The first form is the Lord, like the deity. The second form is the holy name of the Lord. Rupa Goswami is saying, we know that the second form is more merciful than the first. So why do we focus, if you want contact, why do we focus on the holy names and not say on the deity? Because the Lord, in the form of the holy name, is more merciful. This is a more merciful form of the Lord. He has sort of disguised himself, you could say, in the holy name. The holy name has a special nature distinct from other forms of the Lord. And, you know, as long as we try our best to avoid offenses, it will take effect. One day, Prabhupada was meeting with one devotee, and the devotee was asking about chanting and offenses and these things. And Prabhupada picked up his cup of water and started pouring some drops. I will not do it. But he started pouring some drops on the table. And Prabhupada said, if you keep pouring the drops, eventually it will wear through even stone. This is a fact. So, even if we're struggling with offenses, as long as we don't give up the struggle, but we keep trying, that holy name will wear through the stone-like condition of the heart and bring out that dormant love for Krishna, which is there. So, therefore, we should persevere. Okay, so now what we're going to do, we are going to chant for a little while. And we're going to chant in a certain way. I don't know if you've done this before. We're going to chant together. When I say together, I mean synchronously. Do you ever do that? Yeah, sometimes. This is a very good way to start, like the japa part of a japa workshop. We chant each mantra together. And before we start, there is a particular, let us call it, sankalpa. It is like a commitment I want you all to make. As just right now as we're about to start. This is called the one mantra vow. You know what the one mantra vow is? The one mantra vow is this, that as you start each mantra, you will consciously remind yourself, I am going to listen to this mantra. This one mantra. The whole thing. From Hare Krishna, through Hare Krishna, through Krishna Krishna, through Hare Hare, through Hare Rama, through Hare Rama, through Rama Rama, to Hare Hare. I am going to listen to this mantra. It's a commitment. Then when you come to the next mantra, you do the same thing. One mantra at a time. Consciously reminding yourself, I'm going to hear this mantra. You know, you've heard so much about attentiveness before, and already we've talked quite a bit about it. You know, but this idea, okay, I'm going to chant all my rounds now with attention. It may be a little bit difficult for the mind. But one mantra, can't we keep our attention on one mantra for, you know, say 4 seconds, 3 to 4 seconds? Do you think we can do that? Or have we got attention deficiency disorder, ADD, so badly that just one mantra, we can't keep our attention on it? I saw a cartoon. Two men are walking. One man is saying, you know, this attention deficiency disorder is very bad. You're talking to someone, they're saying, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then they say, at the end they say, what were you talking about? And the other fellow said, yeah, you're right. I had that experience just the other day. I was talking to someone about this and this and so on and so on, and but he didn't get any of it. It's bad, isn't it? Isn't it? Then the fellow who brought up this subject said, what are you talking about? So this is attention deficiency disorder. Now, we want to chant now without that. But one mantra at a time. It doesn't mean we're going to stop after each mantra. We're going to chant around, perhaps two, synchronously. But we want you all to take this sankalpa, make this determination, that every mantra, I will check myself and see that I listen to this mantra. Is that okay? And the sort of bottom line or the end result is that if we can keep our attention focused for a while, then gradually we tune in on a little bit deeper level, and then it becomes more natural. Yeah. And then you'll find you'll be able to chant attentively. Okay, so now let's see. So please, all of you, start on at the beginning of your beads. Okay? Bead number one. And yeah, okay, so let's do it. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasti Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare.
Hare Rama.
How many of you finished the round when I did? Okay. Then I think, as far as I understand, if that you were chanting fairly attentively, because you know what happens a lot when people are not chanting attentively, they skip beads sometimes, or they chant twice on a bead sometimes. So at least if we were attentive enough to chant on each bead and we finished at the same time, it basically means we were chanting reasonably attentively. So that's good. Let me just do a time check. Okay. Would you like to take a 10-minute break?
Actually, there's some juice for you, so much.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll have a 10-minute juice break. Okay. So let us take a break. Then we'll explain a few more things, and then we'll chant again. Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki
Jai.